have come to worship, but there is a Bible verse in the Christmas story that will forever change what you think worship is all about. For some of us, we feel it's a place we go to, it's an event we go to, and we come and worship. And yet there is, in the Christmas story, as the physician Dr. Luke tells it, one particular sentence that should change your understanding of worship. Luke chapter 2, verse 20, it says about the angels, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Did you notice that? They came to Bethlehem and they worshiped, but then they left worshiping as well. And that's what I want to make sure you get an invitation to do. You've been invited to come and worship, but I want you to leave worshiping as well. How do you leave worshiping? Well, there's an action that you need to start, and there's an attitude that you need to maintain. The action you need to start is to begin a regular, even daily, devotional time with God. I wonder, if you ate a wonderful meal at a wonderful restaurant once a week, and then you didn't eat anything for the rest of the week until that next weekly meal came around, what would happen to your body? You would become malnourished. It would break down, right? And I think that for some of us, our souls have broken down. We're spiritually malnourished because at best, we come and we feast on the Word of God once a week in a worship service. But we need to have regular meals with the Word of God. We need to have a regular devotional time. Here at our church, we want to give you an opportunity to be able to begin a regular devotional time. And so as you get ready to leave in just a few moments, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a devotional guide called Winning Ways. This was made available to our church earlier this year. And if you're a member of our church and you weren't here when that was offered, you can pick up a copy today too. But this is especially for our guests and everyone who fills out a connection card in just a few moments. You'll be able to pick up one of these books on the way out. And it's just really a 40-day guide of doable devotionals. And we hope that you'll pick up one and start it and for the next 40 days get a little more familiar with the Word of God on a regular basis and not just on occasion or on every Sunday. So there's one action that you need to start. You need to start a regular devotional time. But then there's one attitude that you need to maintain in order to leave worshiping today. You need to start seeing your life as a laboratory. Now, I don't mean a laboratory as in a research lab, but a laboratory as in a high school chemistry class. In a research lab, a scientist will come up with some sort of theory, and then he or she will go into the lab to test it and see if that theory is true. But in a high school chemistry lab, you don't go in to test whether a theory is true. You go in to experience the reality of that theory. You're in a chemistry classroom and the chemistry teacher is up in front of the blackboard or the dry erase board, and she shows how, or she explains that if you put one chemical together with another chemical, it will create a certain reaction. And then you go into the lab and you actually experience the reality of that. What, you put one chemical together and another chemical together, and you see the reaction, you experience it. When you come into this place Sunday after Sunday, it's like coming into a chemistry classroom. We sing these words to each other in song. We study God's Word together out of Scripture, and we are learning these marvelous truths about God's goodness and God's grace and God's wonders. But then you go out into life, and that's the laboratory. That's where you learn to put it into practice when the doctor's report isn't so good, or when there's unemployment, or when the pregnancy test is negative again, or your husband slides deeper in dementia. That's when you realize that all these truths that we've looked at in the lesson plans and in the songs on Sunday are actually true out in life as well. What do you experience when you come in to sing Christmas songs? What are we learning about God when we read the Christmas story? We're reading that God actually entered into our experiences with us. That God actually shared with us the stories and the pain and the struggle of this life. You know, I've heard people from time to time say that all religions teach basically the same thing, and that's just simply not true. There is no other religion that has as its central story that their God came into this world, onto this earth, and lived our kind of life with us. But that's the Christmas story. And that's the gospel story as you continue to move on into Jesus' adulthood, where he was misunderstood by those who ought to have received him, where he experienced injustice at the hands of those who were meant to uphold justice, and where he died on a cross. And he said he was dying on a cross to take away our sin. And so as we enter into life and we experience injustice or we experience pain, there's one thing we can never say. Certainly when we experience pain and injustice, we want to ask why. Or if we're non-believers, we would say, how could anybody believe in a good God in a world of pain and injustice? So those are the things we say. But there's one thing we cannot say if Christmas is true. We cannot say that God doesn't care. Because God entered into our world of pain and injustice and experienced it himself. And as we enter into our life and we go through our struggles and we go through our trials and we go through our difficulties, we get a chance to find out God really is with us. Say, I don't understand what's going on down here. It's tough. It's difficult. We can hear him say, I know what you're talking about, but it will not always be this way. And so there is an action to start this Christmas. If you want to not just come to worship, but leave worship, there's an action to start. We need to make sure that we are engaged in a regular time of feeding on God's word, a regular daily devotional time. And then there's an attitude to maintain. That life is a laboratory in which we get to experience the truth and the reality of the things that we talk about and sing about and teach about in here. And so we should sing to each other and say to each other, come and worship. But we should also sing to each other and say to each other, leave and worship as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather in this place where we have heard the wonderful truths of the gospel set to wonderful music. And because of that, with all our busyness and all our distractions this Christmas season, we've been able to draw aside for just a stretch, just a bit, and remember again what the story of Christmas is all about. And we pray that you would help us to put this into practice as we move through all the rest of the busyness of this season, that we would remember again what you did for us that first Christmas, and therefore how we can receive it and then mimic it, reflect it to other people around us. But we pray right now that you would help us to, having come to worship, get ready to leave and worship as well, as we commit ourselves to feed on your word on a regular basis, not just once a week in a worship service. And as we commit ourselves to maintain an attitude that life is a laboratory, where we get a chance to experience the reality of the things that we read about, study about, and sing about in this place. And for those who haven't yet opened up their hearts to you, I ask, Lord, that you would speak through the music, that you will whisper through the words, that they will sense you through the fellowship of this place and come to that point where they say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Savior and Lord. Thank you for coming to this earth to live my kind of life, die my kind of death in order to take away my sin. Lord, we pray that everybody in here who hasn't prayed a prayer like that before would do so today or soon so that they might know the joy of Jesus in this earth and on into eternity. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.